Tianjin, China. The stage is set for a major diplomatic gathering as Tianjin prepares to host the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, summit from August 31 to September 1. Leaders from over 20 countries and chiefs of 10 international organizations are expected to attend, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi confirmed on Tuesday. The summit is poised to be one of the most significant gatherings of regional leaders this year, with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Russian President Vladimir Putin, and other heads of SCO member states expected to attend. The 10-member grouping comprises India, China, Russia, Pakistan, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, Iran, and Belarus, making it one of the largest transregional organizations in terms of both geographic scope and population. On the sidelines of the summit preparations, foreign ministers of the SCO nations held a high-level meeting in Tianjin to lay the groundwork for political coordination and strategic alignment. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar of India, Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov, Pakistani Foreign Minister Ishaq Dar, and Iranian counterpart Abbas Araghchi were among the key attendees. The meeting, chaired by Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi, concluded with the signing of a series of resolutions and official documents aimed at deepening collaboration within the bloc. Chinese President Xi Jinping urged member states to strengthen mechanisms that counter security threats, asserting that the SCO must act with efficiency, confidence, and focus. In the face of a turbulent and changing international landscape, the SCO must play a proactive role in injecting greater stability and positive energy into the world, he said. Speaking on behalf of the SCO ministers, Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov praised the organization's consistent achievements, attributing its success to the Shanghai Spirit, a foundational principle of mutual trust, mutual benefit, equality, consultation, respect for cultural diversity, and shared development. The summit is expected to result in new agreements to strengthen collective security arrangements and enhance economic cooperation among members.